Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The News and Observer is at it again. What a surprise. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. I guess new UNC President Tom Ross and Chancellor Carol Folt felt they had to find out for themselves and commission the Weinstein Report to get some facts that were unavailable in the previous investigations into Carolina's academic scandal. Maybe a more seasoned president and chancellor would have had more savvy, declared that we know what went wrong, we fixed everything, and moved on. The Weinstein Report answered some questions and connected some dots, but it only confirmed what previous probes had revealed, that irregularities were going on in the AFM department, and they have since been corrected. The report brought on another wave of bad publicity regionally and nationally and breathed new life into the News and Observer's obsessive digging into the story. Now it seems like the NNO is hell-bent on nailing the Carolina basketball program. Dan Kane's latest story Sunday focused on just how many AFM paper classes were taken by basketball players between 2000 and 2007, a period where the easy go-to classes at Carolina were being run fraudulently by office administrator Deborah Crowder. But other than giving people more to talk about around the water coolers of the world, it's really nothing new. There remains no corroborated proof that any basketball players cheated on anything. In fact, other than credibility challenge Rashard McCants, all other players on those teams signed a statement that said they all did the work they were assigned. And that is the point. Taking easy classes, even the absurd ones that Crowder set up, and doing whatever those classes call for is not a violation of anything, except the trust parents and students put in the University of North Carolina to offer a legitimate education. Who among us did not look for easy classes? Advisors in Steel Building were sending students who needed a class to graduate over to AFM so they could find what they were looking for. There are no papers available from 10 years ago, and though all the clustering and the easy assignments look terrible, athletes doing the work in such paper classes isn't on those athletes, or the non-athletes who also took the classes. That is squarely on the university, which deserves a hefty fine from the NCAA for a lack of institutional control. It is not going to result in any championship being vacated or any banners coming down. The egg's on UNC's face, where it belongs. This is Archansky. See you.